Hi, this is Chris from New York Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential.
What issues are you talking about?
Yes, we're doing a survey, an opinion survey, and we would love to hear your opinions.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Now, for classification purposes, what is your zip code?
12533.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I don't think. I know I'm a male.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
Why does that matter?
This is just for classification purposes.
All right. I don't want to give you too much information.
Oh.
I was born in this country, I'm a citizen, and I vote. That's all you really need to know.
Oh,
well, let's go on.
Okay. Let me just check. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander?
I'm Italian.
And how should I record that answer?
Well, any way you want. Italians are Italians.
Well, I am not... I cannot record your answer
white.
For you.
Put
so.
Me down as white.
Thank you.
I don't know why you got to put everybody in a box.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone
Trump.
Else?
Trump.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are... not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Maybe 2.
Thank you. Now, please rate how much do you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat
strongly.
Agree?
Strongly.
Strongly agree?
Yes.
Okay,
strongly
thank
agree.
You. Now, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first we have is election for Congress or House of Representatives or the Senate.
A lot.
Then we have protecting gender equality.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Strongly.
It matters a lot or matters somewhat?
Matters a lot. It matters a lot.
And last we have the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What's the question?
Does this matter a lot, matters somewhat? Does not matter much or does matter at all to you?
Matters somewhat.
Thank you. Now, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. So how likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote. The first one is Election
nothing will stop me.
We have certain issues in here. So for each one, tell me if nothing will stop you. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote. The first one is election for Congress or House of Representatives or the Senate.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Protecting gender equality.
Nothing will stop me.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Nothing will stop me.
And the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Is it Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? If you are undecided or some other option, let me know.
Third-party candidate Robert Kennedy.
Thank you. And if the election, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, third party independent candidate, or will not vote?
Independent.
Thank you. And if you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
No change.
Thank you. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Some.
Thank you. And here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. As anti-discrimination provision to state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote but leaves these protections out of the state constitution. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, prohibit housing discrimination, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen voting rights protection, provide protections on the basis of gender, or put protections for abortion into the state constitution? You can select all that you want.
I could select all that I want?
Yes, from the list.
That's a long list.
Yeah.
The only thing I am not for is non-citizens voting. You have to be a citizen to vote.
Okay, so how should I record your answer? Because we have to check each one that you think that this amendment would do. Do you need the list again and we go one by one?
I'm out of time and out of patience, but thank you.
Oh, or is there anybody else at home who would be?
Oh, she's here.